Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before starting on the topic of today's talk, I'll give an addenda to the last one, because I was asked by Mahotsaha Prabhu, who's in the bathroom, I think, how did Janak Maharaj get the bow of Lord Shiva from Devavrata? Chirayu. I just said his name and he came. And then you say Chirayu, means in Indian culture you say have a long life, or you will have a long life if you say someone's name and they come. So, how the bow got from Devavrata to Maharaj Nimi. Reading from the edition of Ramayana I published, Maharaj Janak explained about the bow. It was used by Lord Shiva in a bygone age to disrupt the sacrifice of his son-in-law Daksha. Being denied his sacrificial share, Lord Shiva angrily picked up this bow and threatened to annihilate the demigods. Coming to their senses, the demigods were able to pacify Lord Shiva. In turn, he handed his bow over to them. The demigods later entrusted the bow to Devavrata, the eldest son of Maharaj Nimi, my forefather. So it was handed down generation after generation. And then Janak Maharaj decided he wanted to make this the test for who could marry his daughter, who was not really a daughter in the biological sense. Therefore, her name is Sita. Sita means furrow of land. You know what that means. Maybe everyone else doesn't know what that means. A furrow of land. It's when you plow the land, there's little rows which are up and down, right? That's called furrow. Well, you didn't know either. You better attend that course. So, name 997, Gadadhara, a name which we sing every day. Gada means mace or club. Actually, a mace and a club, they're not exactly the same thing, are they? Mace is, I guess, long stick, usually made of metal. And that's also used ceremonially. There's the, what's that called in Dwaraka? He's called the Chorida. He comes when the cooking is done in the kitchen, and then is brought to the temple on the heads of the prasad, it was not prasad yet, the sevakas, yeah. And then the charida, that's Gujarati, I guess, for the mace, he holds that, he comes in front and gets everyone out of the way. So it's symbolic also. But a club is different. It has a stick and with a rounded part at the end, suitable for smashing the heads of enemies. That's what we're talking about today. Gadadhara. I think that probably club is proper description, and mace is, there must be another term in Sanskrit which I don't know. Gada means club, dhara means one who holds or who keeps with him. Just like we have names like Sridhara, he who keeps all the time with him, or who holds Sri Lakshmi, his wife. The derivation of gada, the Sanskrit derivation is gada, which means to speak. Vyaktayam vachi. Gadgada means trying to speak but can't really speak properly. Stuttering voice. We see that also. We say that also every day. So how do we get from speaking to a club? Shabdam karoti iti gada. That which generates sound. Bhagavan's mace or club is called komadaki. And the idea is that when he's using his club, then the sound, we often hear this description, don't we? Just like Bhima and Duryodhana are fighting, and when they smash their clubs against each other, a sound like thunder comes. So that's how it comes. Parashara Bhatta describes the Komadaki as the queen of clubs. So it's a female. Yeah, the superheroine is not a new invention. The queen of clubs that gives him pleasure and that emits flames all around like the fire at the final dissolution of all the worlds. So the chakra emits flames and the club also. It's shows his power with the chakra he holds. That may not show his power so much, but with a club it's very visible, and better watch out. We know that God exists, right? How do you know that God exists? Well, there are various proofs, which atheists don't consider proofs. They're very busy studying the laws of nature, the scientists. Then how do you get from the laws of nature to God? There are laws, there must be a lawmaker, right? In Georgia State, they have the Congress and Senate here, state Senate and everything. They're the lawmakers. They must be lawmakers. The laws of nature, they're just not there. There's lawmaker. So that's one way to understand that there is God. So the club that he holds in his hand is the symbol and the warning, you better follow the law. The mace or the club emits burning flames all around. So it's a threat. For the devotees, it's nice to see. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave the example that the police are fearful for the criminals, but for the good citizens, they're happy. They're there. So in the same way, the devotees are happy to see the club in the hand of the Lord, and the demons don't like it. Of course, just by his will, he can create and maintain and destroy millions of universes. But he also is not just aloof. He likes to get involved. Person. God is a person. So he likes to personally get involved. In Mahabharata, we have the incident of the destruction of the Kandava forest by Arjuna with the help of Krishna. And it was at that time that Varuna gave Krishna the club called Komadaki. And it's at the same time gave the Gandiva to Arjuna. So Komadaki is described as roaring loudly when wheeled about. So it's not just when striking. Another derivation for the name from Radha Krishna Shastri, one of the commentators, is that the name Kumada is a name for one kind of lotus. And it means who becomes happy in the company of Bhumi Devi. This lotus likes to decorate the earth. So Krishna is one who makes the earth happy. The earth is also his consort. So Komadaki is she who belongs to him. That's given by Radha Krishna Shastri. But it sounds a little bit to me like Bhavani Bharata. If you know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, saying the husband of the wife of Bhava, which gives a suggestion that he has another wife. So it may or may not be. The Vishnu Purana describes the Lord's club as being associated with the buddhi tattva, the principle of intelligence, the principle of intelligence that underlies and pervades the whole universe. Pradhanam buddhirapyaste gadarupena madhave. Intellect abides in Madhava in the form of his club. That this is personification of the intelligence. Again, it may be said that it's good intelligence to submit to him, and if you don't have that good intelligence, he may beat it into you. I'm expanding on this. That Shankaracharya, in his explanation of this name, he draws attention to this point. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he says that the Komadaki club is the air element. So, also, I mean, one explanation doesn't negate another. It can be both. Different acharyas are emphasizing different points. So, God is very kind and very peaceful. Not always. He's multifaceted. Here we have a description of the yogi. We think of the yogi very peaceful, right? Very peacefully sitting. But what's he thinking about? It may be someone's meditating and thinking of smashing his next door neighbor on the head or something. But this is prescribed in Bhagavatam. The description of devotional yoga by Kapila Dev. Kaumao dakim bhagavato dayatang smareta digdham arati bhata shornita kardamena. The yogi should meditate upon Vishnu's club, which is named Kaumao daki and is very dear to him. This club smashes the demons who are always inimical soldiers and is smeared with their blood. That's one of the things the yogi should meditate on. The yogi is peaceful. From Srila Prabhupada's purport, the club of the Lord is very dear to him because he uses this instrument to smash the bodies of the demons and mix their blood. I'm just wondering, Avadhut Chandra's father is probably the first talk he heard, Hare Krishna talk. We don't do this ourselves. Do you sow this when you're distributing your books? Depends on the people. If you're at a biker's conference, they love it, yeah. As mud is kneaded with water and earth, so the earthly bodies of the enemies of the Lord, or the atheists, are smashed by the club of the Lord, which becomes muddy with the blood of the demons. See, in the Bhagavatam we have love stories, and we have descriptions of beautiful scenes, we have horror stories. Everything's there. From the sixth canto, Narayana Kavacha. Mam Keshavo Gadaya Pratur Avyad. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And again from the Narayana Kavacha. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant, therefore kindly help me to pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vinayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. Another description from the Bhagavatam, this is from the 8th canto. Komodaki Vishnu Gada Tarasvini. Vishnu's club that has enormous strength. From Gopal Champu, which is Jiva Goswami's, it's practically the 10th canto of Bhagavatam with Jiva Goswami's added perspectives. In Bhagavatam is described very briefly the killing of Dantavakra, which is unusual considering that previously there was Hiranyakashipu, Hiraksha, then Ravana and Kumbhakarna, and their killing pastimes are described in detail. And then we have Shishupal is very famous in Bhagavatam. But Dantavakra, his brother, just gets a few lines. Maybe I'm just speculating here, but Shukadeva was thinking that after killing Dantavakra, Krishna is going to go to Vrindavan, which is not in the Bhagavatam. But after killing Dantavakra, he goes to Vrindavan because he's close by. Bhagavatam says he went to Dwaraka after killing Dantavakra. But where is it? Padma Purana says he was close by, so he took the opportunity and went to Vrindavan at that time. So Gopal Champu says that it just gives the impression in the Bhagavatam that Dantavraka came and he smashed him. But Jiva Goswami says that for a single day and night, Lord Krishna enjoyed pastimes of fighting with Dantavraka, particularly with the club, smashing him again and again. And Dantavraka was seeing him again and again. Oh, right here in Gopal Champu it said, yearning to see again the people of Raja, Lord Krishna did not fight with Dantavakra for a longer time. He would have done, but he's thinking, let's get this over. I want to go to Vrindavan. Sometimes we think like that, running around, some point maybe I could go and live in Vrindavan. With his mace, Lord Krishna then ferociously struck Dantavakra's chest. Krishna's chakra had drunk the blood of Shishupal. And Komodaki is thinking, what about me? So then Lord Krishna gave his mace, here it's translated as mace, the blood of Dantavakra to drink. Gadadha comes in the name Gadadha comes in a well-known verse of Bhagavatam in which Kunti Devi addresses Krishna. Nayang shobhish yate tatra yate daning gadadhara tvat padair ankita bhati svalakshana vilakshitai. O Gadadha, Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so. Gadadha, any temples of Gadadha in India? Can you think of? Well, we have the Vishnu Pada at Gaya, the foot of the Lord, and Gadadha resides there. In order to please the demigods who oversee the Pitris, because Gaya is a place where people go to perform rituals for their departed fathers and forefathers. So in order to please the demigods overseeing them, Lord Vishnu, in the form of Gadadha, stands there on the banks of the Falgu River, which is an unusual river because you can't see it. It flows underground. If you just scrape the sand, you can see there's some water there. Unusual. In Gaya, the sacred river Falguni and the Ashvata tree and the marvelous Vishnupada there. And there lives Gadadha, Vishnu, by this name, darshan of him, seeing him, or presenting oneself to him, clears off all sins. Vadiraj Tirtha of the Madhva Sampradaya has written an extensive work called Tirtha Prabandha, describing many of the important holy places in India. In there, he describes Gadadha, who is in Gaya, saying that in always Sada Adhara Svurita Charuhaso Lasut Sudhadhara. In the English translation here, it says always in the lower lips, attractive smile. That's why I was looking at the Sanskrit. It just says his lips. Always in his lips, there are attractive smiles. Haso lasa, smiling and laughing, like nectar. Mudadhara, he's Gadadhara, he's Mudadhara, which means always happy, full of happiness. Praised by all the demigods and very beautiful. For the devotees, he is the bestower of boons. I am his devotee and servant. Having understood like this, the devotee feels very happy. And Gadadhara, also this Vadiraj Tirtha says, is also Sridhara. He is the husband of Mahalakshmi. And therefore, Vadiraj Tirtha offers a prayer that all may pray. O Gadadhara, please save me by your lotus feet of me who has fallen down by haughtiness. So Gadadhara is Vishnu. About 3 years ago, I was staying in a house a little distance. We had to drive quite 3 years ago, I think it was. Yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah. So at that time, Amarendra Prabhu came to visit me. And Radhe Shyam Prabhu was there. And there was another devotee who came, who I didn't know at the time, who helped me a lot, doctor. So I asked him what his name is. Adi, he told me, Adi Gadadhara. So then I asked, what does Adi Gadadhara mean? Adi means original. Does that refer, what do you think? I asked them, does it refer to Krishna? Because Gadadhara means Vishnu, but does it refer to Krishna or Balaram? Because Krishna is the origin of everything, but the club is more associated with Balaram. We hear about Balaram more. So that started off a discussion. And Amarendra Prabhu, as you can imagine, had plenty to say. The verses just came from his mouth. He's a walking encyclopedia of scriptural knowledge. Radhe Shyam said something which at the time I thought that's a cop-out. But then I thought actually that's the best answer. He said, I only know Gadadhara Pandit. And was such an important figure, and that's another whole big talk, Gadadha, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. There is, of course, also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes another very big figure, Gadadha Das. So there was some discussion back and forth, and then we were saying different pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, using the club. So at the time I didn't search in the Veda base but now I did. So just to have a little meditation on Balaram, we can hear about some of the activities he performed with his club. And you may say, well, Krishna has a club and Balaram has a club. Which is Komadaki? Both? He expands himself. She expands herself. We know very well that Krishna killed Kamsa. But then Kamsa's 8 brothers came to attack Krishna. But Krishna didn't want to kill them. He killed his uncle out of necessity. But he didn't want to kill any more of his relatives. So he left that to Balaram, who is his brother, but not related to their brothers, but not related. Balaram's not related to Kamsa, because Kamsa's related on the maternal side to Krishna, but Krishna and Balaram, they're half-brothers. Same father, but a different mother. Right? Devaki is the mother of Krishna, and Rohini is the mother of Balaram. So then Krishna had Balaram kill the brothers, and Balaram killed him with his club. This I'll discuss more when we come on to the final name. That's just 3 names away, name 1000. About all the different weapons of the Lord, but they manifested themselves when Jarasandha came to attack Mathura. Before that, Krishna and Balaram hadn't been using weapons. So the first time that Balaram used his club was Krishna started the fighting, and it already made a rivers of blood, and Balaram decorated that river with his club and overflooded the river. When Krishna returned to Mathura after Kalayavana was killed, right? Krishna didn't kill him. Krishna blew his conch shell, Panchajanya. And Balaram approached and blew his conch shell. And then he asked Krishna for instructions. And Krishna again blew his conch shell and said, with your plow and club, you should kill all the soldiers of Kala. Kala is the name of Kalayavana. He's actually, his name is Kala, but he's a Yavana, so he's called Kalayavana. So Krishna didn't want to fight with him, so Balaram happily did. That's described in Gopal Champu with his club. Then, again, Duryodhana was expert in club fighting, more than Bhima. Bhima was stronger, physically stronger, and it's no joke, because Duryodhana wasn't a skinny wimp like me. So, how did that happen? When Krishna chased Shatadanva, who was running away with the Samantaka jewel, or he thought he was, Balaram accompanied, and then after Shatadanva was killed by Krishna with his chakra, Balaram said to Krishna, better you go to Dwarka, find the jewel, but now we're close to the city of Mithila. So the king there, the king of Videha, is another name for Mithila, therefore we have the names of Sita as Vaidehi and Maithili. So Balaram thought, let me visit my devotee here. So Balaram went there, and he remained there for a few years as the guest of the king of Mithila. And at that time, Duryodhana approached Balaram and asked to be instructed in club fighting. And Balaram didn't refuse. And it was a few years. Duryodhana was the disciple of Balaram. So naturally, some affection developed. Then Rukmi, when Krishna married or took Rukmini, drove her away from the city of Bhishma, right? Bhishma. Bhishmaka, we say. Actually, the name is Bhishma. We say Bhishmaka too distinct. Little Bhishma. As they say, Radha, Radhika, means little Radha. Actually, it's just a name of, it's an endearing name. Like that, Gopi, Gopika. It's just an endearing way, saying little, it's like saying little. So he's the younger, or Bhishmaka is the younger one. So then Rukmi, the eldest brother of Rukmini, went to fight Krishna. And Krishna didn't want to kill him because he's Rukmini's brother, but he gave him a punk haircut with his sword, tied him up and gave him a haircut which made him look, he'd be pretty popular with the punks. There must be punks around still, yeah. You know all America, the whole crazy country, what's going on here. I used to think Calcutta was a crazy place, but America, they're outdoing everything. People used to think we were crazy. Now we're very normal people. Yeah. So at that time, Balaram, after leading the Yadu armies and subduing all the kings, came and caught up with Krishna and said, "What are you doing? He's our relative now. You shouldn't insult him like this." And he chastised Krishna. But then later on, at the marriage of Rukmavati, she was married to Aniruddha, who's the grandson of Rukmini. Then there was a fight, or there was Rukmi was insulting and trying to cheat Balaram, and Balaram, forgetting all that what he had said to Krishna, picked up his club and smashed him on. And during the dice match, the kings who were siding with Rukmi, they were all mocking Balaram, and particularly the king of Kalinga was laughing with big, showing his teeth very insultingly. So Balaram didn't kill him, but he just smashed his teeth out with him. And only slight than him. And the other kings, Balaram beat them with his club and broke them, and they ran away. Also, we have in the fight between Shiva and Krishna, Banasura's army was already decimated by Krishna's arrows, and then Balaram came with his club and just scattered them here and there. Balaram also pulled out his club when fighting with Dvivida, but ultimately Balaram killed him just by punching him. Balaram had already given up fighting. But when he came to Naimisharanya, the sages there asked him to do something about Balvala, who was a demon who was regularly coming and spoiling their sacrifice by passing, throwing blood and stool and everything on it. So Balaram, although he had taken up, he was on pilgrimage, so he's like, when you go on pilgrimage, you don't fight. But at the same time, he's being asked by the sages to protect them from the demon. So it's you're caught between two things: dharma sankat. It's a what's the word? A not paradox, quandary. Yeah, there's another word exactly. I can't. Predicament, yeah. Conundrum, yeah. It's exactly the right word I'm not getting. But anyway, Balaram thought of his club and his plow. So Balvala, who came in the sky, aerial warfare. and he pulled him down with his plow. You got it. And with his club, he smashed him on the head. Between Krishna and Balaram, there's a loving tension, because Krishna is in the role of a younger brother and he wants to always respect Balaram. But Balaram's always thinking Krishna is superior to me. So once Krishna came into the presence of Balaram and he wanted to bow down to his elder brother, but at that time Balaram's club automatically came down before Krishna's lotus feet. The club by his own volition. So that's a sign of showing respect. The club in Balaram's hand offered its own respects to Krishna. At the time of Nityananda Prabhu, he organized the Vyasa Puja for honoring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Srivash Thakur. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in the mood of Balaram. He wanted to show that Nityananda is wanting to worship. It's supposed to be Vyasa Puja. Nityananda Prabhu arranged Vyasa Puja for worshipping Vyas. But it was a kind of trick, because he actually wanted to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, he wants to worship me? Okay, I'll show he is Balaram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself became absorbed in the mood of Balaram. And then he asked Nityananda, give me the club and plow, which he did. Now, later I saw Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, getting back to that incident. And he told me that he had asked his Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami, who had given him that name, what is the meaning of Adi Gadadhara? And Radhanath Maharaj replied, Radha. Gadadhar Pandit is Radha. So the original form is Radha. I think that's the best answer of all. So there we go, Vishnu Sahasranam. I'm going to, just for 2 minutes, speak on Gadadhara. A few days ago, I spoke on the name Gadadhara, as found in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam. And there was some discussion of the name Adi Gadadhara. Last night, Rishi Kumar Prabhu pointed out to me that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Dhanavir Goswami Maharaj, in his exposition of Sri Garga Sanghita, had quoted from Agni Purana, explaining the name Adi Gadadhara. There it's described that the Agni Purana states that the deity of Gaya is Lord Gadadhara Vishnu, which I mentioned in that talk. But what about Adi Gadadhara? So, reading from Agni Purana, there was a demon named Gada. He was killed by Lord Vishnu. Vishvakarma, the celestial architect, made a mace from the bones of that demon. So there we have the word Gada comes from the demon Gada. Lord Gadadhara killed Haiti, and also we have Haiti meaning weapon, and we have the chakra as Haiti Raja. But there's a demon called Haiti. And other demons killed Haiti and other demons with that first mace duly. Hence he is known as Adi Gadadhara. So it's the first mace, Adi Gada, is taken by Vishnu, therefore he's called Adi Gadadhara. The other discussions were quite good also. And we'll finish sweetly. right? In Sanskrit dramas, madhurena samapyat, you should always finish sweetly. So we had a pretty bloody talk today, but we should finish sweetly. Hare Krishna. Okay, what are your questions today? No questions. Stunned. Stunned in ecstasy, thinking of Radha, yeah.
I'm kind of stumped. I don't understand how Gadadha refers to Srimati Radharani.
You don't understand. It's not very easy to understand, is it? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. He's the combined form of Radha and Krishna. It's quite an explanation, which Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, said that Gadadha is Radha, but Krishna had taken her mood. So she's like a shell. And you see that Gadadha is very submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's actually in the description of Jagadananda, who's like Satyabhama. And then you have to study Chaitanya Charitamrita to understand all this. And then Gadadhar is actually more like Rukmini. So I also meditated on this. But I don't think I'm going to talk about it now. I'm writing. It'll come later in the book. It's too much to say. No, 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 no.
One drop.
No, one drop is too much.
Half drop.
You see, when we're talking about infinite topics, even a tiny drop is infinite. Radha gives her mood and bodily luster to Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But she's also in anxiety. How can he tolerate the pain that I feel? How can he handle it? So she goes as Gadadha to protect him. And we see especially in Navadip Leela, Gadadha is there all the time protecting. When one time, that time he's not Chaitanya, he's Nimai. So at that time he's calling out, "Where is Krishna?" And Gadadha says, "He's in your heart." So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tries to open his heart, and Gadadha says, "Don't worry, Krishna's coming soon," and pacified him. So Sachimata, she thinks, "Oh, you're a very intelligent boy, you should stay with him always." So he got a direct instruction. Anyway, he was staying with him always. So he was always protecting. When he came to, when Gadadha was one of the companions who accompanied Nimai after taking sannyas from Shantipur to Puri, so he was always with him. But after Swarup Damodar came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost exiled Gadadha. "You go and stay on the bank, on the shore of the ocean, and worship Gopinath. Don't interfere. Now I'm taking the mood of Radha. You don't try to stop me." So there you have. And Lalita was there. Now he's in the mood of Radha, so Lalita, Swarup Damodar came. Amazing, yeah. Vanchar kalpatarubhyas charkipas indhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Lalita protects Radha from Krishna. Hare Krishna! You're going to do more books today. More than what?
Where are you saying?
More than? Hare Krishna. Yeah, we'll finish that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.